Hello there. Hello there. Hello there.
Bruh.
Yeah, boy.
China.
He needs some milk.
Welcome to the fucking show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining me on what appears to be a Sunday. That's what they say, isn't it? They say it's a Sunday. How the fuck am I meant to know? If you think about it, the days of the week, that's a fucking conspiracy, isn't it? Why is it a Sunday? Why is it not Monday today and we're just all agreeing it's Sunday? See what I'm saying? Deep thinker fucking Mark is at it. First thing in the morning. Sunday, 11:55 a.m. First thing in the morning, prior to noon, and I'm questioning the days of the week. What kind of fucking retard radio do you listen to that you don't even question the days of the week? You just accept it. Eat your slop, you little fucking piggies. I'm asking fucking serious questions. Serious fucking questions. How is everyone doing? Are you good? I'm not hungover or nothing, you know what I mean? I'm barely coming off a drug binge, barely. By barely, I mean, partying to me these days is, I'll do a few gigs, maybe I'll sneak a can of beer into the gigs, because I'm not buying, just so you know, if you see any, hey, any bookers or showrunners, if you see me on stage with half a pint of beer, just so you fucking know, that's an outside beer. A fucking discount fucking corner shop beer that I fucking poured in the bathroom. Yeah, motherfuckers, what are you going to do about it? Prove it that... Well, I mean, this is obviously evidence right here. I'm making it up to be cool. Obviously, I spend £7 or £8 on a pint like a fucking faggot. But, okay, that's too much, isn't it? That is! Listen. This is what poverty is like in 2023. You can live normally, you just have to fucking... everyone's working to the closure of the high street, and I'm doing my part. It's either drink in a bar and go destitute and live in a cardboard box, or I want the foreigners who own corner shops to succeed. I'm a progressive like that, so I get all my beers from the corner shops and I drink them in your establishments, because what are you going to do? Put security in a bathroom? Do it, and then I'll change my gender. Watch me. I'm always one step ahead. Is there a God? I don't think so. How could there be a God? What kind of God would invent cripples before wheelchairs? Mark O'Keefe, fucking deep-thinking comic. I'm the fucking Bill Hicks of this generation. What kind of fucking piece of shit God would do that? You'd invent wheelchairs before you invent the cripples, so you had somewhere to put the fuckers. You know what I'm saying? I think we're happy with the fucking... It's a soundboard kind of morning, isn't it? Anyway, I was going to call Rich. I missed a call off Rich. Okay, let me see that now. See what's going on. Let's see now what he has to say for himself.
Hello?
Richie, live on air. How you doing? Good to talk to you. How's Edinburgh?
Edinburgh's good. I'm walking up now by that big mountain, this stupid hill. And my heel, I had a bad fucking Achilles heel there for like a year, and it's been 5 to 6 months, and fucking day one of Edinburgh, I feel it now again. It's going to be a hard month.
Stretches.
Yeah, I think I need to get that dry needle and shit. I did it before, and it worked for like 6 months. It felt like I was getting an electrical shock, like, but it's annoying now that, you know, if I get it done in Ireland, I can get it off, like, with health insurance.
Get it done by the NHS, get England to pay for it. Get these fucking communists to pay for it. Can you just go, I think you can just walk into a hospital there and demand treatment. I'm getting my fucking,
really?
I'm getting my gender reaffirmed before I leave.
I was going to say even if I'm Irish, but then I'm like, no, it should be especially if I'm Irish.
Yeah, no, I think they have some sort of... Hippocratic oath to take care of whatever illness you... I know, or else it's failing, I'm not sure. But how did you... Do you arrive this morning?
I arrived this morning, yeah. I got a fucking stupidly early flight. I was it's stressful all few days. I had to move out of my gap in Dublin, and the night before I moved out, I managed to pretty much set the entire kitchen table on fire.
Oh, shit.
I came in and it was just up in flames. And then I was like, oh, like to go, you know, talk to the landlord the next day about the deposit and be like, oh, by the way, there, that table that you got specially made, it's kind of fucked. So I came in this morning, it's pretty cool.
Is there people there?
You know, there are people here, yeah, it's lively enough. It's not, obviously it's going to pick up even more, but it's already pretty fucking lively, yeah.
Fucking sweet. And what, did you check into your hostel and all that already or what?
Checked into the hostel. Well, no, I didn't check in, but I threw shit in. Shit in
the waiting area. Yes, we.
Yeah, I like. I was actually thinking of going to Oppenheimer, but it's at 12, and it's 12, so that's not going to happen. It's 3 hours long. So
yeah, it's 3 hours long. I was thinking of trying to catch it before I went. I went up there as well because I'm not going to catch it during the month. But fucking, I'm running out of time.
Have you seen Barbie?
No, I haven't, but I've heard,
when do you get to Edinburgh?
Tuesday. My train is at 10 a.m., 10:35 on Tuesday morning.
Yeah, let's just go watch it on Tuesday, because I think we're probably going to need to just at least know what the fuck happens in it, because
it's a cultural shifting moment.
Exactly, yeah. It's a, you know, you can see there's weird metamorphosis. People are going back to the theatres. They're all wearing pink. Fucking the Australians were giving out though. They were like a Barbie with no shrimp.
A Barbie with no what?
A Barbie with no shrimp.
That is funny. Wait. I got a sound effects board. See, you can't bomb on this fucking thing because.
Because you have a laugh track.
Yeah, did you hear that? That's only me who hears it, isn't it?
No, I didn't hear it, but...
Oh, fuck's sake. It makes perfect sense. How, why would you hear it, though? It's not a two-way system, of course. I've got, an air horn.
That's my Aussie crowd work joke for the month, anyway. So,
fucking sick. You know? Sick, that's good. Yes, sorted. All right, I have to come on.
Every single gig, the crowd are just going to be any Australians.
And even if they're not, just fucking say it anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, fashion a way to say it. Sure. Yeah, that's the best kind of crowd work where you say things that are completely irrelevant.
Yeah.
because you want to get your jokes out.
And then afterwards, just say, "Oh, I thought you said you were from Australia."
Oh yeah. It's all the same to me. The way I see people.
Yeah, we're all one. We're all one thing, isn't it? So what's the plan?
Yeah, something like that. You two or some shit.
What's the plan? What are you doing?
I'd go help to set up in venues. Although I feel like scum because I slept on a couch last night in my clothes and I haven't showered. So I might wait till I check in to go help, but at the same time, I don't want to miss out on some of that beautiful, beautiful poster space. That's why I want to know if we can go collect our posters and flyers from that gaff.
Yeah. Oh. Do you want me to get? I'll get Catherine to message this guy right now, and I'll send you.
Yeah. And it's a 25-minute walk from where I am. So if I get the go ahead, I'll just head there. Whenever, I'll head to straight away if they're around or if there's a time that's good, just
then. Yeah, the guy generally, I think, hangs around with Alex Petty anyway and all them, so.
Okay, so they might have even been dropped in.
I don't know. I'll get Catherine to message him in a second and we'll figure that out and I'll fucking give you a call back on that one. Fucking no worries. Fucking sweet.
Nice.
So you're going to start fucking plowing into it today. Fair play to you.
Yeah, pretty much. I get to check into the gap at 2 and I'm looking forward to a nice shower and then after that I'm hard at it. And then in fairness, so I checked into the hostel. They're like, oh, we sing every day. Tonight it's karaoke night. And I'm like, fuck yeah.
Oh, sick, boy. You'll definitely get some free drinks out of that.
Exactly. Here on my own, my fucking... Sinead O'Connor just died. I might shave my head and do nothing compared to you.
Yeah, I mean, just definitely do that one because I don't think anyone knows any other song.
People look like at least non-Irish people probably, especially younger people too. But also, I'm wondering, is it worth shaving the head? You know, going all in.
I think I did the first. I think I did the first Sinead O'Connor joke because I found out she was dead at her show. I said she better hope she better hope it's fucking Muslim heaven, because or else they're gonna fucking stop her at the gate and ask her about that video. So she better hope she sees Osama bin Laden as soon as she gets to the gates, because if it's fucking Peter, he's gonna be like, Sinead, I need to talk to you. We've got this tape.
That's good.
Yeah, well, no one laughed because no one fucking at the show knew who Sinead O'Connor was, because everyone's 14 drinking Prime on Ritalin and are Chinese autistic from TikTok, so you know what I mean, my genius goes over the head of these children.
Honestly as well, like when she died, I went on Facebook and I unfortunately saw this fucking terrible edgelord comedian. When I say terrible, I mean like...
Name him.
You know him.
Oh, do I?
Seamus Kelly.
I don't know him. Wait.
Nah, you do. He's the guy from fucking Kerry.
Is he still doing comedy? He's full blown, that guy. He gigs like once every 6 years. Yeah, he's bad.
Yeah. Do you know when someone writes a joke and it's like, he's just trying to jam in, he's like, oh, Sinead O'Connor died. And he's like, in more important news, I'm happy that Kevin Spacey got off because now I can watch his movies. And it's like, it's not even a joke.
That's not a joke. Like, he was just trying to... But we are friends of Kevin Spacey on this show, so we're going to give him an air horn.
Oh, I can't wait. Where does this shit go out, man?
This American Irish Life podcast, it's only me for the last 80 episodes in a row just doing these solos, but I gotta change the name at some point.
I just couldn't find it.
No, it's just, it's my old, it's still...
I think I searched for it and I could only find the old episodes of you and Catherine.
Holy shit. It literally mightn't be going out to anyone, so...
Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Sorry. It broke up there. What I'm going to say, did you say something along the lines of, oh, you just doing the last 80 episodes?
I know there's some guys I meet at the open mic in London that listen to it, so it's got to be somewhere. It's probably on Spotify.
Maybe that's not what it is. I don't think I checked that because I don't have Spotify. There's like a YouTube premium family account. You know?
Oh, is that where you get your stuff from? Yeah.
YouTube music for that.
No, I'm on
YouTube music then with that, like, so.
Yeah, well, I done one of Mike Rice's podcasts there last week, so I'm hoping it might have got me a few fucking followers when it goes out.
Nice. Yeah, that's another thing now. I'll be doing a lot of My Worst Bomb podcasts in Edinburgh. Definitely doing Mike. I gotta do you. I haven't done it with you yet.
Yeah, well.
Get those fucking bad stories ready.
Oh yeah, no, I probably got one from just like, I found really bad the night before. It was horrendous, to a full room. They were just looking at me like I was like actually released from an institute. I was like, what the fuck do you think you're like? They thought they were so cool, you know, this audience of 60 people. And I was like, no, you're fucking losers. Like, you're here with me. You are losers. We're all losers, but they thought they were fucking better than me. Pieces of shit.
I love how you actually do just completely take on the crowd when that shit happens. But also, you're saying they just, you know, they look at you like you just came out of an institute. Were you not holed up in a medical institute there for like 14 days just about a week ago?
Yeah, but I work for Big Pharma, so that's like, you know, that's me actually contributing to the world.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, I'm a shill. I'm employed by AstraZeneca.
For a hefty sum, you go off to Saudi Arabia and play football at Saudi Arabia.
I'm doing the medical version of that, yeah, with no qualifications.
Yeah, there, yeah. I'd say start that anyway. I'm coming up to the hospital again. I'm going to just fuck my shit in here.
All right. I'll leave you go for now, and I'll get Catherine to message Tom, and then I'll get back on to you with the answer and see if you can go pick up a few bits and pieces.
Yes, yeah. Are we still on the podcast, by the way?
Yeah, we're still recording, yeah.
Nice phone call. That's why you should call the podcast.
No, I'm going to get more people to call in. That's my plan. It's going to be talk radio. I can hear more wind now than anything, I think, at this stage.
All right, then we better Leave it at Ghost Store, you know?
Okay, I'll call you back in a minute when I got the answer for that. For can you get the shit?
Cool.
All right, sweet boy. All right, talk to you soon.
Right,
nice one, nice one.
Soon.
Sound. That was Richie Sheehy there on the fucking old... Look, isn't technology fucking fantastic, lads? Isn't it? Yeah, all right. So he's already starting work. Isn't that fantastic? He's already there starting fucking work. And I'm sitting here for another 2 days like a fucking full-blown soft boy. But you know what? I'm doing some contemplating. I'm doing some thinking. You got to strategize if you want to like milk the public for their fucking hard-earned money. And I am sitting ruminating on how can I squeeze the most amount of pounds out of these fucking idiots. No, there are public, there are fans. They don't know there are fans yet, but there are fucking fans, you know what I mean? Alright, guys. We are going to fucking sail the ship into the port. Give it up for yourselves. We're on a journey to greatness, or even better, we're on a journey to a mental institution, and you get to be along the way. Jesus living in my head. Praise Bob.